We're doing Gemara Makos. We're up to Daf Beis Amud Beis. We had learned that there are four special rules, four special halachos with regard to Eidim Zomimim. And the first two we knew from our Mishnah. The third one we explained. And now we're up to the fourth one. Ve'ein Nimkarin Be'Eved Ivri. Eidim Zomimim do not get sold as an Eved Ivri. Now, there are two ways in which a person becomes an Eved Ivri. You have a person who willingly sells himself into slavery, and then you have a person who stole and can't afford to pay what he stole, so then he is forcibly sold into slavery by the courts. Savar Rav Amnuna lemeimar, Rav Amnuna thought to say, Hani mili echa de'it le'le didei. When do I say that they do not get sold into slavery? When the person they testified he stole $1 million, and he had $1 million in his bank account. So there, in such an instance, the migu, the ihul on his daven, being that he wouldn't have gotten sold, he had enough money to cover what they were claiming he owed. So even though now the courts say you were caught as Eidim Zomimim, you have to pay the $1 million and they can't afford it, and they don't get sold into slavery because you can't say that that's what they were Zomim, that's what they were plotting to do, because he could have afforded it. That's what they thought to say. That's what Rav Amnuna thought to say. But what about the inverse scenario? Let's say he does not have the funds, and had they succeeded, he would have been sold into slavery. Then Rav Amnuna thought to say, even though they do have the funds to cover it, mizdavnu, then they should get sold.
The
Eidim Zomimim, because if they have the funds, we should say we don't care. If their intention was to make him get sold into slavery, if he wouldn't have had the funds to cover what they testified about, so then it would seem that they should have to go into slavery, even though they do have the funds to cover it. They testify he owes $1 million. If he doesn't have $1 million, so then what would have happened? He would have gone to slavery. So that's what Rav Amnuna thought. When do I say they don't get sold into slavery? When the person they were testifying about had the funds. But if he didn't have the funds, then they would get sold into slavery. Ask the Gemara, why? How could you say that? Ve'leim hulei, can't they tell him? I'ant havet lach. If you would have coverage, if you would have the assets, mi havim is davnat, would you have gotten sold? What did we testify? We testified you owe $1 million, which means if you have the million, you pay. If you don't, you get sold. In your case, you didn't. But kasher zomam should mean that we should pay what we tried to inflict. Well, what we tried to inflict is that ruling. Pay $1 million, and if you don't, get sold. So that's what should land on us. Pay $1 million, and if you don't, get sold. And so we can pay the $1 million, so we shouldn't get sold. So that's what the Gemara asks. Ve'leim rulei, they should be able to say back to him, I'an tavelach, if you would have had the funding, mi have mizdavnat, would you have gotten sold? Ananami lo mizdavninan, so we shouldn't get sold either. Ela, so Ela always means we're retracting what we said earlier, we're saying something new. Savar Rav Amnuna lemeimar. The quote is different. Rav Amnuna thought to say, Hani mideicha de'itle o lididei. When do I say they do not get sold into slavery? When one of them has coverage. Either he has coverage, so then they weren't trying to get him sold into slavery, or they have coverage, going with the logic we said a minute ago. But where neither one has coverage, so then he would have been sold into slavery, and now they get the same punishment. They don't have coverage, so now they should get sold into slavery. That's what Rav Amnuna thought to say. But where he doesn't have coverage and they don't have coverage, then maybe they should get sold. That's what Rav Amnuna thought to say. Now, whenever you have that savar always means thought to say, you know it's leading into an answer that says, no, but don't say that. Amar le Rava. So Rava tells Rav Amnuna, that is incorrect. The reason that Edim Zomimim do not get sold into slavery is derived from the verse. When the verse describes a person being sold into slavery, the verse says, V'nimkar b'gneivato. He should be sold. Now, literally, it means in his thievery. He is sold as a result of his thievery. He's sold in connection with his thievery. That we have to look how to translate that. Beis b'gneivato. In correlation with his knavery, with his thievery, so v'nimkar b'gneivato, amar Rachmana, and that word b'gneivato indicates a mi'ut. It's coming to limit the understanding. He is specifically sold in reference to his thievery, v'lo b'zmamo, and not as an eid zomim. So we derive from that pasuk that Edom Zomimim cannot be sold into slavery, irrespective of what they were trying to inflict on him. Even if he would have ultimately been sold due to their testimony that he stole, nonetheless, they do not get sold into slavery. So that's why Rava says to Rav Amnuna, it doesn't matter if he has coverage, they have coverage, doesn't matter. There is no such animal, no such concept as Edom Zomimim being sold into slavery. Okay, so that brings us to the conclusion of the first part of the Braisa. At the end of the Braisa, we brought a quote from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva amru. In the name of Rabbi Akiva, they quoted, and we said that's a bothersome way of presenting it. Mishum Rabbi Akiva amru, af en mishalmim al pi atzmam. They don't even pay when they hand themselves over. So we raised the issue that has to be explained. What's the scenario? How could you give yourself over? Kevan shehigid, shuveno chozer umagid. Once a person testified, he can't come back and say, I take it back. So what's the scenario? We said that they run away and they show up before another court. Okay. My taima de Rabbi Akiva. What is the source or what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Akiva's position? Kasavar, Rabbi Akiva holds, Knasa hu. Veknas ein mishalem al pi atzmo. Rabbi Akiva holds that the punishment of an eid zomim is a knas. And a person doesn't pay a knas when he gives himself in. Look at Rashi. V'knas ein mishalem al pi atzmo. One line up from the bottom. Dichtiv gabei kefil. Because in regards to paying double, the Torah says, Asher yoshiun Elohim. A person who is found guilty by the courts. This is to the exclusion of one who makes himself guilty. If he gives himself over, so then he does not have to pay the tax of kefil. And then we derive from kefil to other taxes as well. Amar Rabba, Teida, I'll prove to you, you should know, here's an indication that the Edom Zomimim is a knas. It's a tax, it's a fine. It's not that he's paying back something that he inflicted. It's not an obligation, it's a fine. Meaning there are things that are, you did something, so you pay for it. How would you translate that in English? There are certain things that are a payment, and other things are a fine. compensation, reimbursement. You should know. Here's an indication that this is the way it is. Sharelo asu maaseh. They didn't do anything physically. When they testify about someone that he killed, and in lieu of their testimony, the courts want to kill him. And they say, we warned him and we gave him the proper warning, and the courts come to a conclusion, he's going to hang. The courts come to a conclusion, they're going to execute him. So nonetheless, they become Edim Zomim. And before the courts punish V'ne'eragin u'mshalmim, and even though they did not actually succeed in doing anything, nonetheless they could get killed, they could pay. So you see, obviously that's not compensation, that's not tit for tat. They intended to do something but they didn't do it, and yet they're going to pay. So that's an indication that this is a fine. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who was a top judge, he says, Teda, here's another indication. Sharei mamon biyad ba'alim. The owners didn't lose the money. The money's still in their hands. The witnesses came into court and say, you owe so-and-so $50. But I don't have the $50. But they didn't succeed in making him pay the $50. We say, when do they become Edim Zomimin? When the courts conclude you really owe that money, but you didn't yet pay it. So Rav Nachman says, look, Mamon Biyad Ba'alim, the money is still in the hands of the owner, Umishalmim, and they're still going to pay. So obviously this is a fine. My new Mamon Biyad Ba'alim, my new Delo Asu Ma'aseh Hainu Derabba. The Gemara says, what's the difference between these two quotes? Aren't they saying the same idea? The Gemara answers, Eima v'chein amar v'nachman. The Gemara says, you got a point there. You should really say, and so too Rav Nachman said the same idea. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Gemara says, you're saying this, you're saying that, they're both the same thing. What are you teaching me that's new? What are you...
The loss of my set part.
Yeah. So that's why others say that that you should read Mamon Biyad Ba'alim first. Where is that Gersa? Don't they have a footnote by you?
After Ba'alim, Biyad Ba'alim.
I have a...
different.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda quotes, Rav Eid Zomim Mishalem Lefi Chelko. This is the quote. An Eid Zomim pays in accordance with his portion. My mishalem nefi chelko. Okay, what does that mean? Inle madai mishalem palga vay mishalem palga. If you'll tell me, each one pays half. They testified he owes a million, so they each pay half a million. Tanina, that's going to be a mishnah. We'll see it in two pages. Mishashin b'mamon men mishashin b'makot. The mishnah says you divide the money they tried to make him pay. You do not divide the lashes they wanted to make him get. Ela kigon de'itzum chan minayu. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, we're trying to understand, maybe what it means is if one of them became an Eid Zomim, one of them was found to be an Eid Zomim, witnesses came in and said, at the time you claim you saw your testimony, you were with us elsewhere. So then maybe dem shalem palga didei, so he should pay his portion of what they were trying to implicate. Asks the Gemara, umi meshalem, does he really pay? Vatanya, the Braisa says, ein eid zomim meshalem mamon ad sheizomu shneihem. An eid zomim only pays when they both became eidim zomimim. If only one became eid zomim, they don't yet pay. We won't accept their testimony, but they don't get punished. Amar Rava. So Rava says, we're talking about a different case. Be'omer, Eidut Sheker Hayadati. He's talking about a guy who comes into court and says, you know, I feel bad. Last week I testified. You accepted my testimony. And I lied. He's saying, Eidut Sheker Hayadati. I testified falsely. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kamine, do we believe him? Can he really come back and turn things around? You guys already know this. Once he gave testimony one way, he can't come back and say the other way. No. He walks into court and says, gentlemen, you don't know me. Well, let me tell you. I gave testimony in a court in another town. Me and my neighbor Jack. And in that town, we were found to be Edim Zomimim. And now I owe money. I have to pay. So I want to pay. Kimman. So the Gemara asks, okay, whose opinion is Rav going with when Rav says the Eid Zomim pays his portion of it? Dilok Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva ha'amar afenom shalem al pi atzmo. Rabbi Akiva says, if he gives himself in, and we said that's this case, if he gives himself in, then he does not pay the tax. He does not pay the fine of an Eid Zomim. Ella, the Gemara says, no, then I want Rav to fit with Rabbi Akiva. We'll say that Rav was talking about a different scenario. Ve'omer, he'adnu, ve'uzamnu bebetin ploni, ve'chivunu mamon. We said, once the court obligated him money, so then he can no longer admit to the crime. The whole concept that he can admit is before he was brought before court over this issue. Here he walks into court and says, you don't know me, but in another town I gave testimony, I was found to be an Eid Zomim, and they said I have to pay. So now his admittance doesn't absolve him from paying. He admitted, very good, so pay. So then what's the big chidush? What's it teaching us? Obviously, Sarka Daite Chamina, I would have thought, he's standing in court and saying, see that guy Jack? He and I, at the other end of town, we gave testimony. We were found guilty as Edim Zomimim, and we owe Chaim Yankel $1 million. So now the court say, we can't believe you about him. You're one witness. You can't testify about someone else. So I might think, just as I don't accept his testimony about his friend, so then maybe I don't accept anything he said. Kamash Malan, that's what Rav taught me. No. You walk into court and say, he and I owe. So we say, okay, I don't believe you about him, but I do believe you about you. Go pay.
It has to be a different.
If it's the same court, then I don't need him, right? The court knows.
Because he said, well, he first said that he didn't owe, or what is it? Right, is that the case where he first says he didn't owe, and later on he's saying he does owe? Is that even the case here?
No, slowly. The guy was found to be an Eid Zomim.
Right.
He was found guilty. So now that court knows he owes money because he was found to be an Eid Zomim.
Yeah, in that case.
So he's got nothing to say to them.
He goes to a different court.
Now, if he just says, I was an Eid Zomim, right, then he absolves himself.
Right.
He has to say, I was an Eid Zomim, and they already obligated me to pay. So now, by admitting, he doesn't absolve himself. So now, he doesn't make Jack pay, but he himself does have to pay. Okay, so what do we see today? We began with the idea that Edim Zomimim do not get sold into slavery. And we said it doesn't matter whether they had money or he had money, whether he would have been sold into slavery or not. At the end of the day, the verse says you only get sold over your own thievery, not over Edim Zomimim. So that's why, in any case, they do not get sold into slavery. Then we quoted Rabbi Akiva, and it seems the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva, because the Gemara works really hard to rectify Rabbi Akiva with Rava and Rav. The Rabbi Akiva said that if they admit, they don't pay. The Gemara says he must hold that Edim Zomimim is a knas, is a type of fine. And Rabba and Rav Nachman both said, yes, it is a fine, because look, at the end of the day, they didn't make anyone pay anything. They almost made him pay, but they didn't succeed, and yet they're going to pay. So that's a fine. Rav was quoted as saying that an eight zomim pays his portion. We said that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says they split the responsibility. They split the penalty. They split the fine among the witnesses that become eidim zomimim. So what is Rav telling us? If Rav means to say that if he comes into court and says, me and so-and-so were found to be eidim zomim in a different court, then he pays only his lot, then Rav is going against Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says that if you admit, you're absolved from paying. So we said, no, Rav is speaking about a scenario where he says, I testified in another court with Jack, and we were found to be eidim zomimim, and they obligated us to pay. So now, even though he admits, he doesn't absolve himself from payment. I might think, being that in this admittance, he cannot obligate Jack to pay, maybe he also doesn't obligate himself to pay. And that's what Rav came and said, no, he does obligate himself to pay. If he says this confession before the courts, then he won't obligate Jack, but he himself will be obligated to pay his portion of what he's testifying about.